Unit 12. Listening 1. CAE Part 2. Sentence completion.
Deserts cover about 1/7 of the Earth's land area. Rainfall is scarce and temperatures as high as 58 degrees Celsius have been recorded there. Nevertheless, deserts are home to a rich variety of plants and animals, all of which have their own strategies for coping with the harsh conditions. The desert holly, for example, draws up salt from the ground and releases it onto its leaves. The white mineral covers the leaves entirely and helps to reflect some of the daytime heat, in much the same way that white clothes do for humans. The huge saguaro cactus, which grows in the Sonoran Desert of Arizona and Mexico, can live for more than 200 years. This is partly due to its ability to expand and store water. The cactus has ribs running along its length, which open out like an accordion, enabling the rain which falls in the short wet season to be kept in its trunk. This allows the saguaro to flower every year, regardless of rainfall. A giant of the cactus world, the saguaro is a slow grower, but it can reach heights of up to 50 feet and weigh as much as 8 tons. Like the plants, desert birds are also well equipped to deal with the conditions. The roadrunner, for example, uses its long tail as a parasol, bringing it forward over its head to create shade, thus enabling the bird to keep cool. A simple yet effective strategy in an environment which offers little protection from the sun's rays. Birds, of course, also have their feathers to help them. In other cooler parts of the world, these serve to keep body heat in. In the desert, though, their main function is to keep external heat out. And as a result, many birds can spend long periods unharmed in the hot desert sun. Mammals tend to avoid the sun, usually coming out only after night has fallen. The jackrabbit in America and the fennec fox in the Sahara, however, do venture out during the daytime. Their protection against the heat is a pair of extremely large ears. As well as enabling the animals to hear better, these contain blood vessels which are so close to the surface of the skin that any air blowing across them cools the blood that runs through them. Those most archetypal of desert animals, camels, have a number of useful techniques and devices. Their nose is equipped with muscles, which enable them to close one or both of their nostrils and keep the sand out during sandstorms. Their feet have only two toes, which are connected by skin. This spreads out as they walk on soft sand and keeps them from sinking into it. They can also retain vast quantities of water in their stomachs, not their humps, as many people think. As a result, they can go without drinking anything for 4 times longer than a donkey and 10 times as long as a man. So if it's not used for storing water, what purpose does the hump on a camel serve? Well, it may surprise you to hear that it's actually used by the camel to...